next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Tom Izzo. The Spartans earned the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan State will open the tournament on Thursday against either Nebraska or Penn State at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. Coach Izzo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. You know, we're looking forward to getting out there like everybody else and starting what I call the third season, you know, the preseason, the Big Ten, and now the Big Ten tournament part of it. So, you know, I don't know if we're necessarily playing our best, but we just came off 2 losses, and I thought both games we did some things that were good enough to win and some things good enough to lose, and that's kind of the way it's been, but we are improving in areas we needed to, free throw shooting, turnovers, things like that, that I think will help us in the tournament.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just reviewing some film, and not to get too technical or in over my head on a couple of these things, but it seems like Aaron Harris, a big part, you know, like I know you guys run the horn set a lot, so he'd be like backdoor option. And I'm not sure the play that you guys use, but beginning the game and after half to get him up top for open three, how much does his absence change the way that you have to coach the offense? How much does he change, like, some of the staples of your offense?
Well, he was always a threat, and he was getting better taking it off the dribble. He was, you know, very, very good free throw shooter. So it hurts us in that respect. He was a good offensive rebounder, and it really hurts us on the defensive end. But I think he was a big part of our break. He was a big part of we went to him early, a big part of trying to get him to the free throw line. You know, it's not the 10 points that we lost. It's all the other threats. It's the defensive presence, and it's just his energy. You know, he was really good at – he got really good at telling the freshmen where to go defensively, what to do, and I think we missed that as much as anything.
If I could follow up real quick, how much have you noticed just in these, you know, since the Purdue game when he got injured, his interactions, obviously, you know, Matt and Josh have to go come in and kind of fill his shoes. How much have you noticed his just interaction with those guys and trying to, you know, just kind of rub off on them?
Well, I said it then, and I, you know, when I walked on the floor and saw the freshman reacted to his injury, I started realizing just what an impact he's had. I'm always telling guys they got to be better leaders and they got to drag the freshman along. But Aaron Harris, from the day after at our first team meeting when he was injured, gave an unbelievable speech. And then since then, film sessions, he was on the plane with Josh on the way home from Maryland, showing him what he did wrong and what he could do better. And I've been so appreciative of what Aaron Harris has given me since the injury. It's been remarkable.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, next question is from Chris Solari, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Tom. Looking back at Saturday's game, kind of, what was your feeling after you rewatched it? Did you still kind of feel like you guys did play that well? And what kind of things can you take from that performance heading into this week?
Well, the little things, Chris. I think, you know, again, you know, we had some subs in and we gave up a three-point play, not a three-point shot on an out-of-bounds play. You know, we got to control the things we can control. And, you know, at the end, I have no problem with, you know, we ran a, we thought a great play got, you know, we were either going to Nick or to Miles, and, you know, we got a wide-open layup, and he just fumbled the ball. And then on the last play, you know, we knew they were going to go to Trumbull, even though he was taking the ball out of bounds. And, you know, did we press up enough, this, that? I don't know. You know, he can go by you so quick, 6 seconds, a lot of time. But I felt like, you know, we did rebound the ball. We had 4 big stops when it was 60-60. That's hard to do, especially on the road. And got rebounds and had opportunities. We felt like we had a great shot from Miles, a great shot from Elvin Ellis, a wide-open three, and then we got the layup. And you can't ask for more than to get stops and have good possessions. There was no turnovers, something like that. It was good basketball. Ball just didn't go in the hole.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, man.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Can you talk about the you touched on it the other day, Marilyn, about the Big Ten and sort of not getting respect. given what's gone on the last month, is this as wide open a tournament as you've seen, you know, in the last few years?
Yeah, and I do feel like, as the senior spokesman here of our group, that I need to clarify that. You know, it's just amazing, you know, like Indiana has, they beat Kansas and North Carolina, and then they get decimated with injuries. I mean, a couple of key injuries besides having the Hartman kid out for the year. And, you know, and I just think for some reason when other leagues, the bottom beats the top. I mean, I think it was North Carolina State beat Duke. I'm not sure they won another game after that. You know, it's and I understand that I'm not playing the respect card or anything like that. But I've been in this league 30-some years, actually, as GA on up. And what we have, you look at that tournament that you're hosting out there, go ahead, tell me you'd rather play number 12 or number 7. Tell me you'd rather play number 13 or number 5. I mean, it is wide open, and there's a lot of parity, and that means a lot of people beating up on each other. Unfortunately, we also forget that Purdue, you know, that was a one-point game, I believe, to Villanova early in the year, you know. And there were some big games that we played and other teams played, and I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody else, you know, gives us the same respect. Just parity doesn't mean poor. Sometimes parity means we're deeper top to bottom. So I think the tournament is wide open, more so than it's ever been. And I think it'll be great to get out by you, and hopefully you'll treat me a little better than you did last weekend.
Well, I did. I treated you well.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
And just to follow it up, not that this situation comes up a lot, but Maryland obviously has a pretty big fan base here. If they get in the weekend, does that turn into almost a home court situation for them?
Well, sure it does, especially since the rest of us are coming so far. Now, when it's in the Midwest, you know, if it's in Chicago, I mean, in Illinois in the finals, it's an orange fest. If it's in Indianapolis, and Purdue or Indiana's in the finals, it's, you know, it's that way for them. Now, the difference is our fans can get to those places a lot easier, so that's a benefit for Maryland, but there's benefits everywhere you play. I do believe it's a little more unique since most teams are farther away, but I don't know, you know, we had a chance to beat them, and it was, 16,000 of their fans, so that's not going to determine the game at this time of year, but it's pretty exciting for them and maybe incentive for their fans and them to get to the semis and the finals, no question about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you.
All right, man. Thank you.